podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
From what I can see, school assemblies back in the olden days were the same as today. A song or two, some awards, the principal politely trying to get all the kids to shut up, and a pinky promise to always love the Queen.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What? 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 What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
they did
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Wait. They did what? Is the podcast that'll make you cringe a little harder when you hear someone say, "Back in my day." I'm Tiliotti Black, and I'd like you to repeat after me. I love God and my country.
I love God and my country.
I honour the flag.
I'll honour the flag.
I will serve the Queen.
I will serve the Queen.
And cheerfully obey my parents, teachers and the laws.
And cheerfully obey my parents, teachers and the law.
Well done. That was very, obedient. And that, my minions, friends, was a pledge loads of Aussie school kids had to make at least once a week between the 1950s and 1980s.
I think it sounds almost kind of strict to be like, I will obey my parents.
What if you have really bad parents and then they make you do stuff that you shouldn't?
You can't stand up for what you believe in if they're doing something that you think is a bit unfair.
But if it's like an idea that you don't necessarily have to follow, it's more a principle than a thing that you actually do.
You're so right. Maybe some people crossed their fingers as they said it, you know, so they didn't have to stick to it. Here's a bunch of kids showing us how it's done, for real life, in 1970.
I love God and my country.
I honour the flag.
I honour the flag.
I will serve the Queen.
I will serve the Queen.
And cheerfully obey my parents.
And cheerfully obey my parents.
Teachers.
Teachers.
And the laws.
And the laws.
And it wasn't just this Pledge of Allegiance that kids had to recite at weekly assemblies. They also had to sing the national anthem, which back then was a bop called God Save the Queen. Got carried away there. It's a banger. Today, of course, it would need to be God Save the King because, well, old Charles replaced old Liz.
God Save the King.
Ariana Grande, was that you?
It sounds weird to sing.
What if, bear with me here, this is a hypothetical. What if you had to sing songs about God saving kings and queens nowadays?
I mean, like, there's more people than just a king in the world. The king and queen, like, are in a whole different country, so they don't really ever come here to do anything.
When I think of the king, I kind of think of him like sitting around a big platter of food and just saying, do this, do that, but I know that's probably not what happens.
That's what I thought.
I think I've watched too many movies, but I don't think that he's like sitting around on a massive sofa in his palace just like chilling and watching something.
Yeah, or like in his throne or something.
With servants around him.
I'm with you. Charles is definitely watching a lot of TV on his big old sofa. My guess? Little lunch. Hashtag Team Baddie. You know, you're not the first to question why we pledged allegiances to and sung songs about old people in faraway lands. School principal Harry Eli called for change way back in 1970.
Every Monday morning, this mumbo-jumbo by the students almost got me down. With all due respect to the Queen, she's 14,000 miles away. They've never seen the Queen. If this ceremony was updated and made perhaps more Australian, I think it would have a greater effect on our students.
You tell him, Mr. Eli. Kids in the 70s had mixed feelings about it all, and some of these little puppets seemed to have the Queen and God a wee bit muddled up. Bless.
What does serve the Queen mean? Does anyone know?
Nothing. You do what she says.
Not saying anything against the Queen.
Hear that? Don't call him.
Queen means.
Be happy when you obey the Queen and you don't feel sad about doing something for her.
When you do this ceremony, does it mean anything to you?
Yes, means a lot.
Means a lot to the Queen.
I obey the Queen because she's very nice and she's very rich. When you sing a song, it's just like the Queen here. The Queen here, she's in the sky.
Wait, the Queen lives in the sky? Sorry, Your Majesty, but if you're up there listening, we don't pledge allegiance to you and sing songs about saving you in Australian schools anymore. I mean, we still have assemblies and flag-raising ceremonies, but they've mostly been updated, so they're a little less British.
I think it should be more like just respecting everyone and treating everyone as equally.
Yeah, and like helping like the land and the cultures.
And keeping, yeah, like all the new multiculturalism, like, alive.
The new anthem, Advance Australia Fair, is much more indicative of our country, but I think maybe something that they could change if they change it again is maybe add something more about Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people because they were the original owners.
I think the acknowledgement of country is good because it's like paying respects.
Not all people are religious, so if you're talking about like God save the Queen, then some people like don't believe in God. But like also, why should like God save the Queen and not save all of us Australians?
Exactly. And they're just one person versus all of Australia.
So true. And did you know God Save the King is still England's national anthem today? What do you think about that up there, Sky Queen? She didn't answer. Till next time, I'll catch you on the next edition of everyone's favourite rage-baiting podcast for time-travelling sticky beats. Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also find us on the ABC Big Kids YouTube channel.